Bro, what challenges does a quarterback like Andy Dalton present you?
He's a veteran guy. Got phenomenal talent around him. Can put the throws where they need to be. So we definitely making it a point of emphasis to, be where we need to be and have our eyes where they need to be as well.
Bro, how did you critique your own play when you went back and watched the film?
Oh, man, I couldn't sleep for about 2 days, man. Just feel like, I make one of the, couple plays that I miss. It's a different outcome in that game. But, at the end of the day, man, you just got to take it on the chin. Don't run from anything and, just keep getting better. I know I got to play better. I don't need anyone to, tell me that. But, at the end of the day, we all got to play better. We continuously come out, shoot ourselves in the foot, and then try to claw our way back in the game. You're not going to win many ball games like that. We got to come out from opening kickoff to the closing whistle, ready to go and ready to execute. It shouldn't be when we get behind or, things like that.
Was there something you learned from those couple of plays that?
Everything is a learning experience. But in that particular play, I could have read the routes better after, I saw that's where he was going. I saw I had a little leverage, people running from the inside. He was going, out of bounds most of the times that, we pinned him over there. The help didn't get there, as fast as I thought it would. But at the end of the day, that's my job to get that guy down. Even if they kick a field goal, that's still a completely different game. Rather than, having that big play. That's on me. It is what it is. We can't go back in time and, change it. You just gotta learn from it. And keep improving, make sure it don't happen again.
When things go so well for you at Michigan, the last 2 years, and then things like that happen, humbling or what? How do you just deal with that?
It's just all about getting adjusted. It's definitely humbling, but my first year at Michigan, I faced some adversity as well. I wasn't playing the way I like to, and then I got hurt. So I never ran from adversity and never ran from criticism. I just always rise to the occasion. I'm 3 games in of, real football. You just gotta keep preparing the same way you've been preparing, but take it up a notch. How do guys look at you on film now? And what do you have to chase off tape? So that's how I'm going about it right now. I'm not, gonna be down on myself or lose confidence or anything like that. It's part of the game. You just gotta come back and, execute better and, make the plays when you're supposed to make the plays. It's as simple as that.
On that Hilton touchdown, did you slip and fall? Or was it just a bad angle?
Initially, it was, I wouldn't call it, the best of angles, but I wouldn't call it a bad angle either. I saw I had help running from the inside. But at the end of the day, you gotta give him down. But when he didn't make a move or anything, he just kind of just ran, And I thought I had people coming, and it kind of just caught me off guard a little bit. The timing of it was just weird. I didn't slip. Not a cramp, like a little spasm, and I was trying to burst to get him after he made his move. It just all looked bad. no way how you try to slice it, just looked bad.
Did his speed surprise you and being on turf did that make it even faster?
No, I definitely knew he had speed. Definitely knew he was quick, which is why I don't know if you guys saw earlier, when he caught the ball on the sidelines, I kinda squared up, tried to see what he was gonna do when it was just me and him out there. That definitely didn't surprise me. It was just the timing of it all. But at the end of the day, you got to get that ball down. That's my job. That's why I'm back there. And that's what I got to do. There's no ifs, and buts, or excuses I can make about that. You got to get that guy down.
I'm sorry. You guys have allowed 13 points, and I think averaged 121 yards in the second half of games. In other words, you guys really haven't given up much in the second half.
Sure.
You think are you guys making adjustments, or why? How do you explain the disparity?
Well, you know, some things are going to pop up in the game that, you know, that they haven't showed on tape, or, you know, things like that. You make the necessary adjustments that way, but I don't think it was, you know, just the adjustments. I think it was just more so, you know, us like, all right, now we know this isn't us. You know, this is not how we play defense here. This is not how we run at the ball. This is not our effort. You know, we just had to just look each other in the eye, you know, and look ourselves in the eye and really hone in on, you know, why are we not playing the way we supposed to play when we first, you know, come out here. And, you know, once that happened, you know, and you know, I kind of felt like they were more, you know, a little not trying to really do too much in the second half.
Yeah.
You know, just more on the run game side. And, you know, so we just wanted to make as much of a point that, you know, we're not going to quit no matter, you know, no matter the circumstances, no matter the score. You know, we're going to play hard through the whistle. And, you know, we just got to come out like that. And, you know, it's definitely a different ball game.
So, Jordan Williams. I know that Coach Williams likes you in that angel spot. Would you rather be closer to the ball?
You know, it definitely doesn't matter to me, you know, especially in this defense. You know, everyone has opportunity to make plays when they present themselves. You just got to make them. You know, it's not the spot. You know, football is football, man. And, you know, I'm given the opportunity to do something I love doing and to, you know, prove myself. You know, he trusts me enough to be back there. The team trusts me enough to be back there. You know, so I just got to make plays. You know, and that's all I got to say on that.
Some getting used to for you, hasn't it? Because, I mean, you've been up on the line.
I mean,
it
did take some getting used to, but, you know, I'm still pretty, you know, much solidified on what I have to do. But, you know, like I said, man, you get better. You get better every day. You know, you get better every play. And, you know, that's my mindset and that's my goal. You know, it doesn't matter where, you know, where they put me at. Even if I wasn't comfortable back there, it wouldn't matter. You know, if that's what the team needed me to do, that's what I'm going to do. And, you know, that's just my mindset on things with that aspect.
And I asked you this last week, but you got to be even more frustrated in the return game. You see them kicking out of bounds.
Yep.
They're kicking the kickoffs out of the end zone. Can you guys do anything to impact that, to change that?
Definitely. You know, but, you know, I was definitely, you know, more surprised this game because of, you know, the great return unit that they have and, you know, the great special teams unit that they have. You know, I thought they would definitely, you know, be more of a challenge or at least, you know, give me one. But not frustrated. You know, you just got to be patient. You can't keep forcing the issue. You know, on the last punt, you know, I was faced with a dilemma. Do I try to, you know, make something happen without any blockers because we sent the house? Or, you know, do I, you know, try to, you know, trust the offense and, you know, see if they can make something happen? You know, so I'm debating that while the ball's in the air, trying to see, you know, who's coming down, if I have anybody who got anyone leveraged.
Did they tell you made the right choice or the wrong choice?
He told me it was a smart decision, but when I watched the tape, I felt like I definitely could have, you know, made the first guy miss, and then who knows after that. And, you know, punt return, you know, you make the first wave of guys miss, then, you know, something good is going to happen. So, you know, it was a double-edged sword. Like I said, man, you know, I take everything on the chin, and I just got to get better. You know, it is what it is.
Hey, we saw, obviously, Antonio Brown with a big game in week one, mm-hmm. and this past Sunday, T.Y. Hilton.
Yep.
As a secondary, I mean, what can you guys do? These are Pro Bowl receivers, so you're going to get numbers. But what can you do to make sure it's not a monster?
You just got to be on your keys, man. Like I said, you know, we shoot ourselves in the foot so much, and, you know, people watching don't understand our scheme or, you know, how intricate the things that we're doing are. So how it looks to the regular viewer, You know, it's different than, you know, how it looks to us. You know, we know it's simple things that we got to correct. Simple things turn into major gains. And, you know, you can't have that. Explosive plays like that, you know, that definitely hurt you as a ball team. But you know, you just gotta cover better. And, you know, if the ball do pop, you got to get the ball on the ground. As simple as that. Both of those guys, you said, you know, they're great receivers and that on. In their own right, but at the end of the day, man, you know, you gotta cover well, you gotta tackle well.
So then, what's the challenge with AJ, a bigger guy than
you? Oh yeah, you know, we've seen, you know, if not some of the top receivers in the league already, and we know definitely what, you know, 18 brings to the table. You know, great athlete, bigger guy than those two guys, but definitely. You know, give him the same amount of respect that, you know, we gave, you know, T.Y. and A.B. You just got to cover him up. You know, we don't fear anybody, cover him up and tackle well. That's it. That's always been the game plan. You know, football is not a very complicated game. You know, you cover well, you tackle well, you know, you're going to play good defense.